Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Generations of Americans fondly remember the scene from the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, the part where the good witch, Glinda, tells Dorothy how to use the magic of the ruby slippers.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
After the film, those ruby slippers Dorothy kept tapping went to an MGM warehouse, then to auction, and then were given to the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. Now the famous slippers are in need of repair. The Smithsonian has begun a Kickstarter campaign to raise $300,000 to conserve the slippers and build a new showcase for them. Don Wallace is objects conservator at the National Museum of American History. And Don, what are the ruby slippers made of?
The ruby slippers are actually made of a commercially bought pair of pumps that would have been found in Los Angeles at the time. What they would have done is the studio would have had them dyed red, and then the sequins would have been hand-stitched onto a netting that would then be attached to the top of the slippers, giving them that sequin ruby glow. The beads were also hand-stitched onto a layered textile to be attached to the shoe.
So were they pretty sturdy?
Yes, these shoes would have been used for dancing. They would have been your everyday comfortable shoes.
So the Smithsonian has had the ruby slippers, and actually it sounds like they're more like shoes, but we call them slippers since 1979. What is their condition right now, and what's it going to take to restore them?
The condition right now is well-loved and well-worn. These shoes during the filming would have been used for the dance scenes while they were on the yellow brick road in the soundstage. And they are almost 80 years old, so they are definitely beginning to show their age.
How so?
The top of the shoes have light damage. We can see that there is fading to the sequins that are exposed. This also causes issue with the sequins themselves are made of a cellulose nitrate coating over a gelatin. And that coating is very sensitive to the light.
So now that they have been residing at the Smithsonian, how was the decision made to raise money on this Kickstarter campaign, $300,000, to try and get them conserved?
Well, last year in 2015, the National Air and Space Museum had a very successful Kickstarter campaign to conserve and display Neil Armstrong's suit. And it was such a success and such a positive experience bringing in the public that we had hoped that we could do the same thing for the ruby slippers at the American History Museum.
Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. And so that was successful. There are lots of pieces of Americana at the Smithsonian Museums, though. Where do the ruby slippers stand compared to the others?
I would say the ruby slippers are one of the most beloved treasures of the American history. They are probably second only to the Star-Spangled Banner that is currently on display at the museum right now.
How are you going to conserve them? What will be done?
The conservation is going to be a really large project. Besides just treatment, we will need to remove any dust and dirt in the recesses, which will take sequin by sequin and bead by bead. But we also need to do extensive research. The ruby slippers are made of over 12 different materials. Through the scientific research, we can figure out the best environment, including humidity and temperature and various light levels that we need. From that information, we are going to then make a state-of-the-art special display case. And this display case is really going to serve as a long-term care for the ruby slippers.
Almost like you're dealing with a piece of art.
Absolutely. The ruby slippers are a piece of art. They are beloved and they're treasured and they are treated as such.
If they're so valuable, why doesn't the government, which runs the museums, put up the money for them to be conserved?
Well, the Smithsonian does get generous federal funding every year, but it really only covers a portion to keep the buildings run and pay for staff. Many of the projects and exhibits that are put on need private funding.
Don Wallace, I want you to tell me one thing about what it's like for you to deal with the ruby slippers, because I guess you probably, like the rest of us, grew up watching Dorothy and everyone else in The Wizard of Oz and admiring the ruby slippers, and now you're up close and personal with them and taking care of them.
I can say that it truly is a dream to work with the ruby slippers. I have watched the movie since I was a young child, and Even whenever I hold them in my hands and I get to look at them, you can feel this magic, this real experience around them, and you're constantly smiling whenever you're with them.
Do they fit?
I do not know if they fit, but if
just
only.
Just testing. Well, nice to talk to you. Dawn Wallace, objects conservator at the National Museum of American History, talking about the Kickstarter campaign to raise enough money to conserve the ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz. Dawn, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.